Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa launched from the North Pole 13 hours ago, and he appears to be nearly halfway done with his worldwide flight. Joining us from behind Santa's sleigh somewhere in Asia is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how are Santa's reindeer?
Oh, they're doing just fine, Frank. Why do you keep asking about the reindeer? I'm telling you, they're in great spirits. They're making great time for Santa, and there's just no problem.
I'm asking because we have rumors of flying reindeer in Moscow, and we're wondering if Santa has ordered the backup team into action.
Well, no, Frank, he hasn't, but even if he did, those reindeer wouldn't meet up with him in Moscow.
Why not? What's wrong with Moscow?
Well, the reindeer don't like it there.
They don't? Why not?
Well, let's just say that carrots are a little stale there, Frank.
Okay, I guess. So do you know anything about these flying reindeer reported in Moscow?
No, sir. They might be flying reindeer, but they aren't Santas.
Okay, Crash, thanks for the update. Let's go now to Elf Victoria Wassel for an update on bedtime advisories. Mrs. Wassel?
Mr. Mayor, we continue to get bedtime advisories all over Sector 3. Rome, Warsaw, Belgrade, Oslo, Brussels, Paris, Berlin. All major cities and all under advisory now. The updated list can be reviewed at northpoleflightcommand.com.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel. Let's take it now to Elf Red Stocking, also in Flight Command, for a tracker update. Red, what have you got for us?
Frank, on the line, we have a tracker elf in Moscow checking in. His name is Elf Nicholas. Nicholas, we hear rumors of flying reindeer in Moscow. Can you confirm?
Something's flying around up there, Red. We have overcast sky, so it is kind of hard to see, but it's not bored, because it would be the biggest freaking pigeon you've ever seen. And they are drones. I am thinking they are reindeer, too.
Are they hitched to a sleigh?
Negative, Red. These are flying somewhat together, but they aren't led by anyone, and they aren't landing anywhere, Red. They are just flying around.
How strange. Can you tell, Nicholas? They're coming from a certain direction. Are they headed somewhere? Just what are they doing up there? Do you hear anything coming from them at all?
No to all those questions, Red. They aren't making a sound. There is no light. The fact we can see them at all is because of the moon behind the clouds. They seem to be circling the city in a big pattern, coming around again and again. They aren't landing. They aren't stopping. They aren't doing anything but flying around in circles.
Okay, keep watching them then, Nicholas. Let us know when you learn something new. Frank, the situation in Moscow is still a mystery.
Thanks, Red. Quickly now, let's check in with Elf Roz in Sector 3. Roz, what's the situation there in Europe and Africa?
Frank, we have bedtime warnings all over Western Africa and Western Europe. And we have reports of alarms going off now in Poland. We are joined by a tracker in Warsaw, Elf Frederick Zerb. Fred, what's going on there?
Roz, this is quite bizarre. This isn't like any kind of alarm I have ever heard. But I'm told by some folks here that they have reactivated air raid sirens dating back to the 1940s. They are going off now as we speak.
Well, why? Are you under attack? Is something wrong?
No, everything's fine from what I can see. It's been a quiet Christmas Eve here until now. Santa's not due here for a few hours. And the government here assures me there is no military activity to speak of, hostile or otherwise. They are trying to shut down these alarms and find the people responsible for setting them off.
Okay, thanks for that report. Frank, we have some mysterious things going on in Sector 3 tonight.
Okay, Roz, good work and stay on this story for us. From the North Pole, where Christmas Eve mysteries always make us a little nervous, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. On the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.